Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Friday, March 3rd, 2023. Please like and subscribe, and if you are able to, please buy me a coffee. The link is in the description of this video. Today's highlighted news story surrounds the Biden regime's commitment to a legally binding agreement which will surrender U.S. pandemic authority to the Chinese-backed World Health Organization for generations to come. The Biden regime publicly affirmed their pledge to a legally binding accord in a press release which was giving the World Health Organization control over U.S. pandemic policies, though work remains in certain areas. In a statement made by Ambassador Pamela Hamamoto, who was selected as the U.S. pandemic negotiator on the proposed accord on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response currently being discussed at the World Health Organization, said the following at the World Health Organization's fourth meeting of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body. Quote, "The United States is committed to the pandemic accord to form a major component of the global health architecture for generations to come. Shared commitment, shared aspirations, and shared responsibilities will vastly improve our system for preventing, preparing for, and responding to future pandemic emergencies. We seek a pandemic accord that builds capacities, reduces pandemic threats posed by zoonotic diseases, enables rapid and more equitable responses, and establishes sustainable financing, governance, and accountability to ultimately break the cycle of panic and neglect. There is a lot to build on in this draft related to these priorities. However, the draft is unbalanced toward response at the expense of prevention and preparedness. While we need to avoid duplicating substantive elements, such as surveillance and alerts, we need to discuss how best to address pandemic prevention and preparedness here. These efforts should be mutually supportive and complementary. We must also recognize the roles of other international organizations and instruments. The World Trade Organization is the most appropriate venue for discussions regarding legal obligations that fall under its own agreements, including discussions on the TRIPS Agreement, which is the Agreement on Trade Relation Aspects of Intellectual Property Rights, which is an international legal agreement between all member nations of the World Trade Organization. We do not support common but differentiated responsibilities and capabilities. This concept is not appropriate in the context of pandemic PPR, or Pandemic Prevention Preparedness and Response. We look forward to seeking common ground to best ensure universal application while also ensuring capacities and strengthening those so that countries can meet their obligation. We recognize the important role of financing, and while we have concerns about some of the language in the draft, including specific allocations of domestic budgets or GDP, we seek to identify financing methods appropriate for this accord. Finally, the pandemic accord must stand the test of time while building on the lessons from previous pandemics. By creating solutions that are flexible and adaptable, by laying out commitments that are clear regarding triggers and responsibilities, and by strengthening coordination and capacities, together we can build a stronger global health architecture for all. International leaders are meeting this week in Geneva to consider a zero draft of the agreement. A zero draft gives the World Health Organization the power to declare and manage a global pandemic emergency. Once a health emergency is declared, every participant, and this would include the United States, must submit to the authority of the World Health Organization. This includes following their policies on treatments, lockdowns, and vaccine mandates, along with government surveillance. Even more disturbing is the fact that Socialist Biden and his administration does not need Senate approval, because they are not calling it an official treaty, despite it having the full power of one. I have added the link to the WHO Zero Draft in the description of this video. Please take a moment to read it and understand how Biden plans to sign away our sovereignty. This is the latest move by the Biden regime to turn over the power of the United States to a corrupt international organization. If Biden signs this accord, then the United States would have to comply with the policies as set forth by the World Health Organization. And this would include mandatory vaccinations, mandatory testing, travel restrictions, masking, lockdowns, business shutdowns, etc. This is another example of how Biden and his minions are hell-bent on destroying our country. Please contact your senators and demand that they stop Biden from signing this agreement. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, and if you are able to, please support this channel by visiting my affiliate links. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.